All right. Good morning, everybody. I want to read a quick note out of Brenda's assignment and also out of Susie's assignment from last week on note-taking. I think the greatest perspective that I've gained listening to this chapter multiple times is that, you know, that this is God's amazing notebook is Scripture. And Susie put it like this, and I just liked, and then when she talked, and then she talked about when she first started reading the Scripture. So maybe if you're, maybe the book is, the book is somewhat new to you. Maybe you've never really read it. Maybe you tried reading it and then you got about halfway through Exodus when it was all exciting. And then all of a sudden you started reading about all these animals that were sacrificed and stuff. And then you got, and maybe you made it through Exodus and you got into Leviticus and whoa, that one just like stopped you in your tracks. But you know, the wonderful thing about the Word of God is you don't have to read it chronologically. You can read Old Testament, you can read New Testament, you can read sections of Scripture. But anyway, what Susie wrote this, she says, when I began reading the Bible, when I first opened up a Bible and began reading it about 10 years ago, I felt overwhelmed, unsure where to start. I first read some of the great stories in the Old Testament, Ruth, Esther, King David, and each story made me curious to read more. These amazing stories bring hope, understanding, support, comfort, and direction. The story of God, written in his notes, is for me to experience and feel over and over each time and each new adventure when reading Scripture. And then Brenda says much the same thing with hers, is that, The second point of inspiration was the way Patrick talks about the Bible. It was very exciting to think about all the amazing stories and the wealth of information that is actually in the Bible. The concept of a living, breathing, interactive Bible. One that will be different to me each time I read it, giving me more information and insights into my life and life in general. It really inspired me to read the Bible more. So note-taking, if we get the perspective of, and we don't know who, and Patrick, I even know, said last week, we don't know who is going to read our notes if we have notes that are worth reading, which I believe all of us should or do have. And I know just a little anecdote I shared, I think, in one of the assignments I sent back last summer. My son was leaving for medical school. And we decided that where he was going to be living, it would be wise if he didn't have, he had a vehicle that could handle some snow and ice. So we actually, since he's off to medical school, we said, okay, we'll splurge. We bought him a new vehicle. And that was also his birthday, essentially, when he was leaving. So what was his thing was, yeah, he was overwhelmed and thank you. But the next words out of his mouth was, does this mean you're not going to give me a card? And he looked so forward to getting a card. And then I come to find out he has every single birthday card, graduation card, kindergarten graduation card, whatever it was that we have ever given him forever, or at least in these 20 some years. And each one of them does have a personal note to him from his mom and from his dad with Scripture in it. And he was like, does this mean I'm not going to get a card? And that just really struck me. It's like, oh, man, I better make this one good. Put extra pressure on. But you see, you never know what people are going to do or our kids are going to do with the notes we write to them. And to me, that was just a confirmation of how important it is to things that we write. Anyway, let's pray as we go into our time today. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We do thank you that we get to do this today. We get to get on the phone. We get to listen. We get to learn. We get to grow as chief executive officers and Christians, Lord. And we get to work with you. This is all about working together with you are Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in everything that we do. So we just ask you to lead and guide and direct our time together, and may we be those who are good hearers and good doers of your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Pat was concluding there. Two things stood out to me. One is just the seven disciplines. And are you employing them right now? What kind of things are we allowing to interrupt what needs to be done today? So sales, marketing, accounting, law, quality control, knowledge, direction. I think we can all, a lot of times, we can check off 1 through 5. Somehow, number 6 and number, especially number 7, we kind of want to just set it aside. Well, that's what Joe needs some direction, but, I got it together. Well, no, we need direction, always. And Philippians, and then just the other thing is Philippians 2, 9 and 10, or 9 to 11, it says, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It doesn't say that some knees will bow. It doesn't say, only the Christian knees are going to bow. It doesn't say, it says every single knee. So easier to bow the knee today and get the knowledge that we need today, much easier to bow the knee today than it is to be forced to your knees on that day. So let's just eagerly bow our knees every day before him to learn, to grow. As chief executive officers, we are in a position of leadership. And all of those seven disciplines are part of what it means to be in leadership. Easy? No. Difficult? Yes. But do we have a gracious God who will enable us? Absolutely. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your goodness. Truly, we can say that God is good. Lord, no matter our circumstances, I remember what it's like to be completely broke and not two nickels to rub together, and somehow you took care. You took care. You enabled when it was you enabled the impossible to happen. And you just asked us to trust and to walk. And that's what you ask us to do today, to trust and obey, as that great old hymn says, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to simply to trust and obey, day in, day out, moment by moment. And it does require just that moment by moment turning of our hearts to you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.